Hello and welcome to another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist podcast. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. If you haven't yet subscribed, make sure you do so you never miss an episode. If you're a first-time listener, please note that this podcast is not meant to assess, diagnose, or treat narcissistic personality disorder. My intention for this podcast is to provide some insight and encouragement to those of you who exhibit narcissistic tendencies, so you can start to break some of those negative patterns of behavior and live a happier, healthier, and more fulfilling life. Today I would like to speak to you about unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is the state of being unwilling or unable to forgive someone for a perceived wrong, offense, or hurt. It is the opposite of forgiveness. Essentially, you are holding on to feelings of resentment, anger, or bitterness towards an individual who you believe has wronged you, instead of letting go and moving on. Unforgiveness can have negative emotional and psychological effects on the person holding on to it, and can lead to ongoing conflicts and stress in relationships. Narcissistic individuals may have a difficult time forgiving others, for a number of reasons. One of the reasons may be due to a heightened sense of entitlement. Without realizing it, you may have an exaggerated belief that you deserve special privileges, treatment, or resources without necessarily having earned them. Individuals with this trait may expect favorable treatment often beyond what is considered reasonable or fair. Unknowingly, you may feel entitled to admiration, respect, or other benefits without considering the needs or perspectives of others. This feeling of entitlement may result in the narcissistic individual feeling wronged by others and feeling as if the world is against them. As a result, if you exhibit narcissistic traits, you may be holding on to unwarranted feelings of anger and resentment towards others that did not mean to cause you any harm. Another reason for unforgiveness may be the need for admiration. The need for admiration is a psychological trait that is often associated with narcissistic individuals. Admiration involves a strong craving for attention, praise, and validation from others. People with this need for admiration seek to be admired, respected, and appreciated for their perceived achievements, qualities, or appearance. There are two main types of admiration. Grandiose admiration is where you desire admiration and adoration for your perceived superiority, achievements, and unique qualities. As a result of this, you may believe that you are exceptional and deserving of special treatment. The other is vulnerable admiration. Narcissistic individuals who may need this type of admiration often have feelings of insecurity and a fear of rejection. They seek reassurance and validation from others in order to boost their self-esteem. Your need for admiration may lead you to engage in various behaviors, such as boasting, seeking constant attention, and having a sense of entitlement. While some level of admiration is normal and healthy, an excessive need for it, as seen in narcissistic individuals, can lead to difficulties in relationships and interpersonal interactions, as they may prioritize their own needs for admiration over the feelings and needs of others. Another reason for unforgiveness may be a lack of empathy, which can make it difficult for you to forgive or forget perceived slights. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings, thoughts, and perspectives of another person. It involves being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, recognizing and connecting with their emotions, and showing compassion and understanding. Empathy allows you to relate to others on an emotional level, fostering better communication, mutual support, and stronger interpersonal relationships. There are several types of empathy. Cognitive empathy involves understanding another person's thoughts, perspectives, and emotions on an intellectual level. It's about recognizing and comprehending what someone else might be going through. Emotional empathy is the ability to share and feel the emotions of another person. When you see someone in pain or experiencing joy, and you experience a similar emotional response, It's a form of emotional empathy. Compassionate empathy goes beyond understanding and sharing feelings. It also involves a desire to help and provide support to someone who is experiencing difficulties or emotions. Empathy is a fundamental aspect of human social interaction, as it enables us to connect with others, offer support, and build more meaningful relationships. It plays a crucial role in understanding and responding to the needs and feelings of people in various situations. A lack of empathy in individuals, particularly those with narcissistic tendencies, can contribute to their difficulty in forgiving and forgetting perceived slights for several reasons. There may be a lack of understanding. Empathy involves the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. When someone lacks empathy, they may struggle to understand why another person's feelings were hurt by their actions or words. This lack of understanding can make it harder for you to see the need for forgiveness. Narcissistic individuals often have fragile egos and may view any criticism or perceived slight as a threat to their self-esteem. As a result of this, they may be more inclined to hold grudges as a means of protecting their self-image and deflecting blame. Often, their self-image serves as an anchor to their identity and is something that provides feelings of safety or security. As a result of this, instead of forgiving, narcissistic individuals may be more likely to seek revenge or hold on to grudges as a way to regain a sense of power or control. They may feel the need to win or to prove themselves right, which can hinder forgiveness. In summary, the lack of empathy in narcissistic individuals can make it challenging for them to understand, validate, and empathize with the feelings of those they believe have wronged them, and their focus on self-preservation and self-image protection can lead to a reluctance to forgive or forget perceived slights, as they are more concerned with their own needs and feelings. I want to take a moment to tell you how proud I am that you are taking the steps that are necessary for your growth journey. It is important that you embrace the power of forgiveness on your journey of growth and self-discovery. By acknowledging the challenges posed by unforgiveness, you can start your journey towards healing and transformation. I want you to take a moment and give yourself permission to let go of your feelings of unforgiveness. Life is far too precious to waste it by holding on to grudges of the past, whether warranted or not. You are taking the right steps to improve yourself, and unforgiveness may be something that is getting in your way. Let yourself take a deep breath in through your nose. And on the exhale, give yourself permission to let go of your feelings of unforgiveness. Remember, the path to a fulfilling life involves not only understanding ourselves, but also extending compassion to others. As you navigate this journey, know that each step you take is a testament to your strength and commitment to personal growth. I hope this message finds you well today. And as always, thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Recovery for the Narcissist. I am your host, Dr. Eric Perry. And until next time, see you soon.